What's up, everyone? I just got off the line with American singer-songwriter American Idol Season 21 contestant Kate Elise. This newest episode, Kate talked about motherhood, the importance of her family, late father Nolan Neal, working in social media marketing, struggles with musical ambitions, whether she feels happy today, American Idol experience, dream of moving to Nashville, newest single Steady Girl, and more. And now, with that being said, hope you enjoy my conversation with Kate. Hey, hello.
Yeah,
I mean, good morning, first and foremost.
I know, right? I feel like I've been up for hours, but good morning to you too.
I mean, it's not every day that I get interviews booked at 10:30 in the morning, which is, I mean, okay, I think for me it's like, I don't have an issue with it, but ideally, 10:30 is not the like typical interview time, but I'm okay with it.
I'm so sorry. I know not everyone gets up early, but I got a busy life. When I get home, it's the kiddos' time. So, here we are.
No, I totally get that, but before we dive into anything, I feel this is important to say, as a podcast that kind of or mostly talks about country music and talks about Nashville and talks about people of that area. Our hearts are with the community of Nashville as they're hurting beyond belief right now, with the just devastating tragedy that occurred recently at Covenant School, and we send our hearts to those people and their families, and hope that we can finally get some change made instead of, seeing the same old, same old. And so as we move with heavy hearts, I need to first and foremost talk about you are a mother of kids, and how much does that kind of now affect your relationships with your kids, and how do you kind of tell them about these things?
So I think as of right now, they're 3 and 2, and so they have no idea. Their world is pure joy and bliss, and they love mommy and daddy, and they love their lives. And this is something like growing up, I've seen so many school shootings, and I actually on my memories yesterday popped up that I was talking about a few years back, like how my heart was broken for another school shooting. And it was crazy to me that it popped up yesterday, and I was just filled with tears because I cannot imagine what these parents are going through. The community, of course, is just going through so many things, but the parents of the kids that were lost, or just parents in general, having to worry about their kids going to school. So we have made the decision to homeschool for that reason when they are of age. But I know that that's not something everyone can do. And to live that lifestyle is different. And like I said, just some parents literally can't do anything but send their kids to school. So my heart goes out to all of them, being a mother that understands that kind of pain in a sense.
Absolutely. And you're from Dandridge, Tennessee. How far is that from Nashville?
It's 3 hours, and I will be in Nashville next week. And when I saw the news, I was just like, gosh, Nashville's my second home. And the song that I sang, City of Nashville, is literally about feeling like, yeah, I might move there one day, or that's just a place that my heart is tied to. And so it's really heartbreaking to see that going on.
Absolutely. And I mean, you've had a really good experience on American Idol, with that song that you were just talking about, City of Nashville, and dreaming of moving there one day. I mean, this has got to be sort of like this surreal experience to know that how that song now correlates in a crazy way with what's happened now, with that city.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that dream of moving to Nashville. Was that just always something in the back of your mind?
When my dad was alive, he really wanted me to go to Belmont. And I think because I grew up in Dandridge and it's such a small town, I was kind of afraid to dream bigger. So yes, it was like something that I had dreamed of, but I think I like it was deep down snuffed in there because I was too scared to really so I never actually was like, yeah, I'm gonna move to Nashville. It was just like, oh, that'd be cool to do that one day. But with my dad's passing and all the things I'm getting to do in the music industry, it feels like it might be real one day if that's the move that we decide to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk to me about your American Idol experience and how that was for you.
Oh gosh, I will say that there's a lot of things with American Idol that I would do differently. You know, my dad was on The Voice and America's Got Talent, so I kind of know how those shows went, and I didn't know if American Idol would be different or the same. It is very different. But overall, like the people that I got to work with and the people that I got to meet, it was just such an amazing experience. It's something that I will carry with me throughout my life. It's something I'm going to tell my kids about. So yeah, it was kind of crazy, and it still feels like, oh my gosh, I did that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Katy Perry was one of the ones that really believed in you, and said that you had something in there. And she basically said that I'm gonna roll the dice on you, and I don't roll the dice for anyone, in most cases. How much of that really kind of built your confidence to know that, you know, somebody of Katy Perry's stature says, I believe in what you're doing, and we can build this further than what you had before.
So I have always felt like what I do in music is like important, and I always have felt like, you know, I have this gift for a reason. But to know that, like, you know, not just Katy Perry, there's a lot of stuff they didn't air, but like Lionel, Luke, and Katy Perry all said, you know, that they loved the tone of my voice. That not only that, my songwriting, Luke even said, I feel like you've got something to say. And I don't know, I can't remember if that was aired or not. Lionel was like, you just need to gain your wings and soar. You know, if you will just let go and stop playing it safe and just rise up. So they all loved me, and I think it really gave me the push to think like I can really do this. Because while I've known that this is my dream and that I am special in a sense, I think sometimes we can be our own worst critics. But it's really given me that push to be like, okay, I can do this.
Absolutely. And obviously the work that you do for social media marketing, tell me about that side and how that kind of works for you.
So yeah, I am a marketing director with a company called EVG, Experience Variety Group. I do the graphics, I do the event planning, I schedule meetings, all that stuff, and it really has helped me be creative in a sense, but also get to make money because being a musician and making money is really hard. So yeah, it helps me, and it's grown me not only in that area, but like for my music business side, like I can do all these things that a lot of other creators have to pay someone to do.
Absolutely. And what are the difficulties of that sort of work?
I would say right now in my line of work, it's just all that comes with it, like the workload. I don't have a big team. It's something that really needs to happen for me because right now, like I'm scheduling out posts, I'm making the graphics, I'm designing flyers, I'm designing billboard stuff, I'm designing brochures, I plan the events. You know, I do a lot of stuff, so I think it's a little bit hard. I'm always having that in my mind, and then even when I go home, it's like, oh gosh, what am I going to do tomorrow?
No, for sure, for sure. And I think that I can relate with that story because of you know, like for me as like a podcast host, I like to do everything. I like to get my hands on, you know, doing things like creating logos, and I like to create different posters. But the hard thing about making things like that is knowing if the work is good. And that's the hardest part I find, is because I can make like a logo that's like may look good to me, and
Yeah.
then I go and ask other people about what they think about it, and then they kind of give their critique on it and how to improve it. And then basically that I remember someone telling me that you have to come out, you can make one good thing in one day, but that's not your final product. You have to wait a few days, a few weeks, and come back each day with a fresh set of eyes,
Yeah.
because overnight you can think about another idea and add to that. It's not always a set thing. But yeah, I think that like the creative part of, I guess, music or anything in general is fun, but it's also really difficult.
Yeah.
And talking about difficulties, I mean, you just talked about your father, former season 11 NBC The Voice contestant, and he was on AGT as well, Nolan Neal. I remember watching some I remember seeing Nolan on some of the episodes on America's Got Talent when I was watching it. Tell me how much of an impact your late father has made on you.
Growing up, the relationship was really rough because I kind of always felt like he chose music like over his daughter. And so there were times when he was very toxic because of the drug addiction. But I think like a pivotal moment in my life, something that has made a mark on me forever that he's done is like, even though he may have not been open about everything, he really tried to be open about what he went through and his struggles. And, when my dad passed and I started sharing about the grief and I started writing songs and just writing in general, so many people that don't even know me were like, wow, she's using her dad for fame. Like, how rude to talk about when he's gone. But what they like, obviously, they didn't know my dad because that's what my dad did. He took his story to America's Got Talent, to The Voice, and he wanted to use what he went through for the better. And he really spread a lot of light, even though he like couldn't be that light for himself. And in my life, I felt like a lot of times he was sucking the light out of my life. But that really affected me. And so when he passed, I was like, now it's my turn to share my story and to share in a way that he kind of did.
Oh, for sure. And I wanna read something that you said about your struggles with musical ambitions, because you still have those things that where you kind of I guess in a sense that the struggle with the dream of, I guess, having that music career, so to speak. And you said, honestly, throughout my life I've had moments where I was like, yes, music, and then I would just be like, no, I don't want to go down the path my dad went down. I'm not ready to do music. I don't want to do it. But when he passed away, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. And American Idol was an opportunity. I was like, I'm either going to dive right into this or I'm going to shy away from it and never do anything with my dreams. So I did it. And when you now hear that quote back that you mentioned in one of the interview articles that I was reading, what goes through your mind as you kind of hear that now?
I'm just like, man, that couldn't be more true about like my life. And it's always been an up and down, and I've always been afraid to like really take the plunge. But yeah, I've kind of just dived right in. I'm releasing songs, I'm booking gigs, I'm doing things that I never thought I would be able to do. And the dreamer in me still feels like it's not enough because I want bigger and better for my life and for my kids. But the me that was afraid to even step into this stuff is like so proud of what I'm doing now. So.
Yeah, certainly. And you also said that my dream is big, but it's never bigger than my little family. I have hopes to travel the world and worship alongside as many people as possible with my little family. How much of the inspiration in your career comes from your family, and how do they play a role in regards to the influence based?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, before I ever had a family, I had this dream of music. But when I became a mother, I had never known love like that. And it's just something you don't understand until you have a baby and you're a mother. But I told myself, like, whatever dream I'm going to chase in my life, it will never be chased while I leave my family behind because of what I've went through and what I've experienced. And so that's not very normal in the music industry. I mean, you have the songs by, I think, Journey, loving a music man and always what it's supposed to be, talking about like how it's just so hard to be family and to chase this dream of music, but I refuse to leave my kids behind. And so the only reason I'm able to do a lot of the stuff I do right now is because I have such a supportive husband. And so even when I'm gone, if I travel to Nashville or if I'm doing this or that, they're not like abandoned. They're loved by their daddy, and he's so amazing. And they know that as soon as mommy gets back, it's mommy's present. So whether I'm in Nashville doing music, I'm present. If I'm at home with the kids, I'm present where I'm at. And I really try to. Obviously, I'm not perfect, and sometimes things get in the way. But that's important for me to be with my family when I can. And hopefully, one day this will be a full-time gig, and they can just come on the tour bus with me and just hang out. We'll travel and do stuff together.
No, for sure. And I want to ask you this because I felt like what you just said was important to also note that you said something about being present. And moments where you're so busy and you don't get that time, and you obviously have that intention to be present at all times. But when it doesn't happen, when you're just so busy on the road and doing other things that take away your attention, how do you still maintain that presence?
I mean, I think it's by just being consistent when I am present, that they know like mommy's character. They know what mommy's gonna do when she gets home. I can like even though my kids are 3 and almost 2, when I go places, I'm not just like, okay, bye. I'm like, hey, mommy is going on a trip and mommy's gonna do some music. Mommy's gonna call you every day. Like I just really keep them in the loop, even though they're young and some might say like they're not even gonna realize it. But I believe that's a big part is just always making sure we're on the same page as a family. And then just making that time worth it when I'm with them.
Absolutely. And as we're wrapping up here, I want to ask you about your new single, Steady Girl. And you said when it says Steady Girl, keep your love, it's not saying hold it inside. It's my reminder to you to keep your love, keep your big heart. Don't change a thing about your loving spirit. Don't let the pain in life crush you and take away what makes you you. So Steady Girl, keep your love. The best hearts are the ones people try to mess up. And I feel like those like lyrics are so poignant and so relatable to what's happening today. And so take me through that creation of that song and how that kind of came to be.
So actually the song was written about someone I don't even know. Funny story, my friend that I was close with at the time was just telling me about the struggles of her friend. You know, she was heartbroken over what her friend was going through, and her friend was really just going through like I think she'd been cheated on and her mother like had cancer and was she was going through a lot. And as my friend was telling me this, I'm such a deep feeler and I have so much emotion. So I was literally crying for her. Like I was just sobbing. I could feel like in the first lyric, it says, I don't know her pain, but I feel it in my chest. I could literally feel in my chest like what she was walking through. And so this song came alive because I've had those moments where I've been through so much pain. And it's like, sorry, my phone was being weird, but I've been through so much pain and I really wanted to just not love again. I wanted to not let anyone in again. And so this song stemmed from like, you know, steady girl, keep your love. Don't ever let anyone take away your emotions, take away your big heart just because of the pain you've been through. And so yeah, that's where it came from. And it's I'm the most proud. Honestly, I say this probably about every song. I love the songs that I write, but I love that one. That one just means a lot to me, and it has a really cool story behind it.
Absolutely. And my final questions to you, and my final two questions actually, because we don't have that much time left here. But you know, like these two questions that I've asked every single person on this podcast has given them a hard time to answer, and has challenged them beyond belief. So I'm gonna pose it to you, because I want to keep this going. What is something that someone told you that you'll never forget?
Oh gosh. Oh. Oh my gosh, I can't even like it's so hard to think of off the top of my head. The biggest thing I would say in my life is that I'm too much. I've been told I'm too much most of my life. You know, my emotions are big, I'm a loud person, I'm bubbly. So almost at every season of my life, there's been someone speaking into me that you're too much, calm down. Stop being so emotional, stop crying. And that is something that has affected me my whole life, but it's my biggest superpower that I'm too much. Because I pour all of my too much into everything that I do. And I think that if I'm too much to someone, that they should go find less, in the words of Elise Myers. So yeah, that's the answer to that one.
Yeah, and my last question to you. If you were to play a song with anybody who is in heaven right now, who would it be, and what song would you play?
I mean, immediately my dad comes to mind. Obviously, there's some superstars that I really look up to and stuff like that that have passed away. But for sure, my dad, because that's the one thing we connected on. And I think the biggest heartache I've experienced is knowing I never get to record another song with him. I never get to write another song with him. So it would be my dad. That's what I would choose over any other person.
For sure. And actually, my last question, I had this. What is the most powerful, immersive, out-of-body experience in music?
Just in general, or like that I've ever had.
I mean, it definitely could be a most out of body experience you've ever had in music.
Most out of body experience I've ever had has been like during worship. One of the things for me that are important are when I'm going through pain and seasons of life, it's easy to want to shut down, but I choose to put that pain in lamenting worship. And so just out of body experience, feeling the love of Jesus and just actually feeling like he's wrapping me up in all this pain and being able to release it, that for me is like, music is relatable whether it's about the Lord or not, but that's just such an intimate thing for me. And that's where I've experienced the most healing in my life is through music and through the Lord. So,
For sure, for sure. And are you happy?
yes, I am joyful. I am going through a lot of stuff right now. I am financially going through stuff. I am spiritually and emotionally going through a lot. Yesterday was a really rough day for me, and I actually had to get my tooth pulled as well. So this time in my life is literally the hardest thing I've ever walked through. But I am so grateful that I have my little family, and I'm grateful for the things that I do have. So yes, I am full of joy, even in the midst of all these trials that I'm going through.
Absolutely. Well, it's the end of our time here together, but thank you so much for chatting with me. I had such a blast to talk with you and really explore your musical and your artistry. To the listener who made it this far into the episode, thanks so much for sticking around. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with American singer-songwriter, American Idol Season 21 contestant Kay Elise. If you want to connect with Kay, you can connect with her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. And you can find all of her social handles in the description below, which I will provide. You can also stream her music on all streaming platforms, including on YouTube. To help support my show, please feel free to share with family, friends, or on social media. You can also find me on all podcast platforms. I've been your host, Shigmi Kyaltsang. Thanks for tuning into the show.